let me explain what we're doing today, right? You all are wondering, what's going on right now, Pastor James? We are, you know, it was my Sunday, and I was thinking, you know what? I really want our community to be the ones who preach to us this Sunday, but in a way that is sharing about God's love. So we're going to have a panel discussion, and we're going to ask some questions to our panel. And through this time, I want you all to really be listening, because you also are going to be answering these questions in your small groups. But we're going to do it first, and then you all are going to do the same thing that we just did together within your small groups. So at this time, let's give a big hand to welcome our panel, Karen, Giovanni, Keith, and Rena Song. So let's give them a big hand as they come up. Could you, I'm so sorry. Let's sit on the stage. That's great. Thank you. So, Pastor Angie, I should have communicated this. We're going to take the, we'll pass around the mic. Yeah, we'll pass around the mic. It should be fine. All right. So, hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey. So, thank you so much for this time. I really appreciate you all for coming. One of the amazing things is that we get to hear from you all. And it's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful that you guys are doing this. It takes a lot of courage, right? So we're going to go around and really take a little bit of time to just do a really brief introduction of each of you all. So what's your name? And I guess, we'll ask, what do you do? I'm just not going to get too creative today. Yeah, here we go.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Rena Song, and I am a therapist.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Keith Jones, Sr., and I'm a coordinator at the URM.
Good morning. My name is Karen Cavanaugh, and I'm a librarian.
Hello, I'm Giovanni. I'm a law student.
So the first question that I wanted you all to share is, could you please share a tangible moment that you have experienced God's love in your life? A tangible moment that you really felt like, oh yeah, God is really there. Like, God is really here in my life. If anybody, any volunteers want to go first? Anybody's courageous? Oh, yes.
A few years ago, during a worship service at New City, I just remember being in the service. I don't really remember what was going on, but I remember being just feeling really just kind of like beat up and broke down that day, like just emotionally and spiritually dry. And we were singing during worship, and I just remember praying like, God, I really need you. I need to know you're here with me. And when I prayed that, I had this moment where God just put this image in my head of, it was like God came down and like breathed into my mouth and into my lungs and filled me up. And that breath made me alive again. And that was really powerful for me, because that's not usually how I feel like I hear from God. Usually I feel like I hear from God through scripture, through members of my community. And a lot of times it's a lot more kind of like head-based, but it was just this moment of God sort of connecting directly with me, and I felt like it was a way of God just saying, I really do see you. I'm really here. I really do know what you need, and I'm going to give it to you. So.
Yeah, for me, I guess it's funny that they were playing this song, like How He Loves Us. Banger. I guess for me, that was like my first like very personal moment with God. Was I was like 15, and like my parents were like sending me to conversion therapy. It was like a really rough spiritual time, and I remember hearing I was like at this really big Korean church in Orange County, and everyone was like singing that song, And for a while, like, a lot of my faith had been like, God, help me do this. God, like, I need this. Or God, like, blah, 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 blah. And in that, like, just seeing everyone around saying, like, how he loves us, like, very confident in that. I don't know. I just closed my eyes, and I was like, God, how do you feel about me? And I felt like, poof, like, you know, that tangible moment. Like, almost audible of just, like, God just affirming, like, he wanted me and his family. That he'd never been ashamed of me, you know? And I just, like, that whole rest of that night, I was just, like, sobbing, like, God, if that's how you love me, like, I'll do anything for that love, you know? And, like, to this day, it's very, like, that was, like, 2012. To this day, it's still, like, reminders of that same, not just moment, but that same, the voice, right, of God that says, like, this is my beloved. Yeah, anyone want to go next?
Hello. For me, I think it was 2015. I was like a stay-at-home boyfriend, and I couldn't read the Bible growing up, right? I couldn't read the Bible growing up. I would always fall asleep after like two sentences, and I was in the house, the kids were at school, my girlfriend was at work, and the sun just shined through the curtains really, really brightly. And I had did my 12 steps of recovery, and I grabbed the Bible, and I opened it. I said, just open the Bible. A voice told me, it might have been God, said, just open the Bible. So I opened the Bible, and things started to make sense. The plants were greener, I could hear the wind blow, the curtain was moving, and God was giving me permission to surrender to him and to praise him and to thank him for being my original father. Mm. So that was the moment that I knew that I could follow Christ. Mm.
So I'm going to read my reflections. All right. Okay, so I thought about this question, and I think I overthought it, and I was thinking, okay, what is tangible? And I came to the conclusion that tangible is just tangible to me, how God is tangible to me. So I think I felt God most tangibly in my moments of sadness and emotional pain, those moments when I ask God, why? And I find that God is present in those questions. Sometimes I sense his presence in the moments of grief, times when I don't get what I want. So there was one of those moments when I sensed God say to me in a very still and quiet moment, I am God. And that moment, I had peace that I could not explain. So sometimes I sense God in the moment, and sometimes I sense his presence afterwards, after those storms of emotions pass, and I know that God was with me. I'm often reminded of the Beatitudes when Jesus says, blessed are they who mourn, and I feel that they are God's promises to us, and that is, you know, God's promise of himself. So that's when I experience God's love.
Thank you so much. Y'all, this takes a lot of courage, right? It's like coming up and speaking and sharing, you know, some deep stuff, right? But, you know, like, this is a safe space for them, and that's how they said, okay, this is my family, I want to share this. So just, if you can continue to just listen with that heart, because this is beautiful, and I'm really grateful that we are getting to do this. Just a follow-up question, like, you know, in faith, there is this moment where we tangibly feel God, but then there's the aftershock, right? Like the aftermath where you struggle, even though you know that God loves you. Like, could you all share like one of those moments where yes, I felt God's love and I know God's love, but then I struggle with this in my faith. Like one of those moments of struggles in faith. Anybody wants to go first? Keith, thank you.
Not sinning, just staying faithful to Christ in everything that I do and everything that I say, intentionally following him, respecting the relationships and the boundaries of those relationships, not having to bite and lash out sinfully, you know. Know that I can turn to my Bible. Know that I can go back to God and apologize and ask for help to get through situations. Those were aha moments for me that God is there and he will deliver you through tough situations.
All right, so challenges. There's lots of them. So I find the challenge, there are a couple challenges that I'll share today, one of which is, I would describe it as losing my way. So I think it happens very subtly and very unknowingly to me, until one day I find myself feeling angsty and confused and dissatisfied and unhappy. So I imagine it as like following a North Star, and you know, I'm like a quarter of a degree off chart, and then soon I'm very much off chart. So that's when I realized that I need to return to God in prayer and repentance. So I'm not upset at myself when I go off chart. It's almost as though it's expected, because it happens again and again, and God is very merciful and gracious and loving. So every time I go back, you know, I always feel his embrace. So I think I want to share another challenge. So one is I unknowingly go off course. The other challenge is when I'm angry with God. And that has a different feeling, because for me, anger means that I turn away from God. So I don't want to talk to him, I don't want to pray, and I refuse to read my Bible. So I feel very disillusioned and cold. I believe God honors the feelings. And so when I'm done being angry at all the things I cannot understand, I again return to God and I repent, and you know, he embraces me again. So those are the challenges.
This question reminded me of a season in my life that actually, there's still things about it that kind of affect me still today, but before I came to New City, I had been a part of a church plant, and there's a whole long story around it, but essentially what happened is that the district leaders of the denomination it was a part of decided to close the church plant, and the reasons that they gave and the everybody was a part of it felt like the reasons were actually kind of unjust, and the way they did it was actually pretty damaging to our community. And so I was left feeling very, like, confused. I'm very angry. But I wasn't just angry at the people involved. I was angry at God, too, because I was like, I really feel like everyone who was a part of this feel like you called us to be a part of this. You called us to really go after it. I mean, it was 3 years of our lives. And this is it? Like, this is what happens? You know, what was the point? Or was I just wrong? Like, did you not call me to do this? You know, what was going on? So there was just a lot of like, you know, and if I wasn't wrong, like, why would you let this good thing end in this way? And so I think there's just a lot of wrestling, which was basically, that was where I was at when I actually came to New City. I no longer had a church and needed a new church, and that's how I found New City. But that was kind of the state of my mind and my soul and my heart. And you know, it's 7.5 years on. There's things I still don't have answers to. I feel like God has actually taught me a lot about it. Like, I think one of the things that came out of that was a reminder that, you know, God is not, like, God doesn't promise us, like, success in the terms of the way he thinks success. Like, what he promised me in that was that he would be with me through the whole process and before and during and after. But I think one of the things that continues to be a struggle, not just from that experience, but from others, is just this struggle between, you know, feeling like when God calls me to something, you know, he calls me to do it with passion and commitment and hope. But I think sometimes it's kind of a struggle to do that sometimes, because I also have this, like, awareness from experience that, like, this may not turn out how I think it should. It may not turn out how I want it. It could feel at the end of it that it's not, you know, that it's not the way it goes, and I might not know for a really long time or ever even what was going on for that. And yet at the same time, I'm like, God keeps calling me back to, like, no, really dig in, really invest, and really hope. And so that's just a kind of regular struggle, I think, for me.
Yeah, I think for me, I resonated a lot with what everyone was sharing about, like, getting off course. I think, I remember before I got baptized, I was, like, really nervous. I was like, what if I can't keep it up? What if I, like, what if this Christian thing is just, like, a phase? What ended up getting me to the other side of that, of being like, well, I guess I should get baptized, was, like, just being reminded, like, I did not get myself here. I did not bring myself into God's, like, heart or whatever. And, you know, if I stayed till the end, it's not going to be because of my effort or because I didn't do this or that. It's just, you know, remembering that this is, like, God's grace. I guess even since then, there's always, like, the tendency to go back into, like, be busy or just work or just, like, and, like, I just feel like all of it comes back to, like, remembering, like, for me at least, and what I think, like, Scripture teaches us, like, it's Jesus. Like, looking at Jesus and in the whatever season or whatever, enjoying Jesus. There's, like, a verse in John where, like, he says, like, my sheep, they know my voice. And I call them and they follow. And I guess that's just been resonating a lot with me lately, is just those moments where, like, you know, just being in Christianity or around Christians, there's so many different, like, well, if you pray or if you read or if you do this or that, like, it'll work out or whatever. And, like, I think that's all true, but also it's, like, there's moments where it's, like, at least on my end, it's just, this is the voice of God. This is the voice that reminds me to look at Jesus. This is the voice that, you know, it's the peace, it's the love, the joy, like, all those fruits that just resonated in the start, keeps resonating and will sustain me, you know, as crazy as I get, or otherwise. Yeah.
Thank you. I had one more question, but we're running out of time. But at the same time, y'all are going to have time with your small groups. But the last question was, what is God calling you to do, right? Like, what is the response out of this amazing love, your struggles? But now there's a stage where God is calling you to do something in your life. And I want you all to think about this for a moment. But also, if you, since we're running out of time, we're going to have you guys share it in your small groups. But, you know, one of the things that I want us to remember, like, I wanted to read this Bible verse as we go into our small group time. In Hebrews 10:24-25, it says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is there is this beautiful idea of being able to remember that we are not going to be here forever, that our lives, God, it's a beautiful time that God has given us as a community, and the people that you meet is at this moment where God is saying, this is the community that you need in this stage of your life. And that God brings us together as a community to do something for us. But sometimes we feel like we're going to have time forever. And we're always going to be around these people. And we're always going to be around this community. And so there are times when we go, next week, maybe I'll talk to this person. Next time, maybe I'll try to connect. Next time, I'll try to speak about my heart. Next time, I'll go deeper with somebody. But the truth is that our days in this world are not promised. But what is promised is the community that God has given us right now in our lives. There's a reason why we have it, and we shouldn't treat it like this is going to be here for us forever. Every single Sunday, we should make the most of it. We should try to get to know people, get to share our lives with one another, and support each other, and pray for one another and be the ones who can be a little bit of heaven to each other, a little bit of God's love to one another. And so today I want us to practice this together as a community, remembering that this time is not something that we will have forever. Every opportunity is literally an opportunity to share our lives and our hearts with one another. And God rejoices when the body functions well and knows each other and loves one another and truly cares for each other. That is one of the reasons why God says, love God and love your neighbor. And this community is a community that God has given us today. So I just want to encourage you all as we all going to go. And so with that said, can we just take a moment just to pray for them real quick? Lord, we thank you so much for these amazing people who have come forward and shared this message with us, God. There's so many messages and so many stories that might relate with different people, Lord. But we're grateful, God, that these voices can do work in our lives, God, that as we hear their stories, we can see a glimpse of your love in them, God. What an amazing blessing it is that they have shared. God, bless them as they continue to live their lives, as they continue to struggle within your love. But God, thank you for being present in their lives, for showing your love to them and for giving them the courage to share that same love that they have for you to everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.